Health group, close mates, anybody that likes her a little bit, you can come and pray. If you don't mind getting wet, you can lay hands on her.
Yeah.
Come a bit closer, or you won't be able to hear.
Alright, you ready? I'm going to pray for you. King's good.
Spirit of God, we thank you that you have formed this young woman and you love her and you know her. And you are the starting of Lord Jesus that you've made this step, which is, God, I love you. God, I want you in my life. Lord, would you kind of answer for that cry of our heart, answer that prayer that says, I want to live for you. And come now, Spirit of God, and fill us. So we pray that you would know today in a completely new and a deeper, in a more real way, that her God loves us and her God has a future, beautiful to act for us. So we pray that she will have a fresh sense of who her God is and the journey ahead. Would the Spirit of God come now? And Father, give this young woman a muscle of faith that say, actually, with my God, I can do anything. I can see anything happening in this life, in this world. Lord. Father, you love this young woman that you've made. We pray today for this incredible milestone, this step on this journey, to be one where she says, actually, with my God, nothing is impossible. And we speak it over your life, mom, and say, with you and Jesus, absolutely nothing is impossible. Open to anything and say it's impossible to everything ahead of you. And say it's possible. It's possible. Me and Jesus makes it possible.
So Mama, I have a picture of our train, and this train goes to amazing places that haven't been discovered before. And I just want to say that God's with you always, and that sometimes the train will not be able to see the track ahead because that's yet to be formed, and that with God he'll sometimes take you to places where you're not sure, and yet he is with you, and every piece of that track will be laid because he is with you, and he's with you always. And I'm so excited you've taken this obedient step of baptism today. Thank you Lord.
Well, Lord, I thank you for Jemima for the rectificative step she's taken today. And Lord, you know Jemima's soul, you know her determination.
Yeah.
I just pray that over the next few months and years, Lord, that determination, that iron will she has, Lord, is going to be something she's going to turn towards you. She's got such a strength within her, Lord.
Yeah.
I just really pray that that you'll dispose her away where she can use that strength to your glory. And thank you for today. Just thank you for her willingness to step forward. God, for blessing us. Amen.
Amen.
So, I think Jesus just confirmed something there in what we were praying about. I think that you're going to see things pour up, people in need, some kind of need in the world, and you're going to go after it, and everyone else will tell you that you're crazy. Maybe going after it. But you'll be resolute, and you're going to be tenacious, and you'll be creative, and you're going to help people in places where people think, God, I've got no idea how I'm going to get to them, how I'm going to turn them around, how I'm going to work with them, whatever it is. And you're going to look at it, and you're going to be like a Jack Russell. You'll be like, you won't let go of getting into that thing. And Jesus can give you that heart. Go after it, and you see it.
Yeah.
And Jesus shows you what you meant to be going after. Stick your teeth into it.
Amen. Brilliant. Who's next?
Timid.
Stella.
I love all this.
Very amphibious.
Yeah.
She's straight. Timid, finished fast. Straight
up the road. You ready? We're going to pray. We're going to listen to Jesus.
Let's listen to God. If God gives you scripture, something God's heart for this guy, just come and share it or shout it out.
Father, we thank you for Tim. Lord, I want to thank you that you've given him a heart like David that was willing to take off armour and to pick up some stones instead and say, actually, with my God, I'll do it a different way. With my God, I will trust him. I won't trust in another person's ideas of what's going to work here today. And we just pray for you, Tim. We pray that you'd have that kind of confidence that says, I don't need to do it another person's way. I'll do it with my God, me and my God together. And Lord, we believe that there'll be metaphorically, there'll be giants that will be slain through a man who's prepared to be humble, and a man whose strength comes from God. A man who looks at stuff that's not right and says, hold on a sec, my God's going to step in. My God's got big feet. I'm happy to step in those footsteps of my God. So to see you, Tim, just stepping into the footsteps of God ahead of you. And you might look at your feet sometimes and say they're a little bit small, a little bit little, but they're really not. It doesn't matter. It's the footsteps, the stepping in that really counts. And I believe the Lord wants you to know he's gone ahead of you. And as long as you love him, as long as you kind of go step by step, following in his footsteps, there'll be giants, there'll be slaves, and there'll be justice, and there'll be the goodness of God around you. We say, Lord, let this young man become a man in months and in years to come who just loves stepping where you step. Lord, let him be near enough that he could hear your breath. Lord, we pray that Spirit of God, will you give this man a determination to be near to the God that you love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just trying to look it up, Tim, that this place is rubbish for service and I can never remember the scripture. But I was looking up this verse and it says, I know the plans I have for you. And, you know, Jesus brought these incredible plans and they're bespoke, they're set for you. Nobody else. They wouldn't plug into anyone else's life. And so take courage in that. Because in whatever you see, just like Matt was praying, whatever you see around you, it's not going to be frightening. Because it's you and God working out your plans together. And, I look forward as an old man who's sat in a chair listening to your story. What you've been doing and what you and Jesus have been doing together.
Yeah, Lord, just thank you for a picture that's just come. I think it might be similar, Lord, of a young chap battling through thorns and he's armed. You get through those thorns. And you might not like this thing, but it made me think of the Sleeping Beauty, where Prince Charming battles through the thorns that have been there for 100 years for love. And I see in you a very loving person, and a person of integrity. And as you battle through things, you get stronger. You're only going to do that when you put your trust completely in him and allow him to guide you and him to strengthen you and him to equip you by the power of his Holy Spirit with the armour that you need for that battle. And great things will be won when you do. In love and for love. For our wonderful Savior.
Well, we thank you for friendship, that you are Tim's real friend. We sing it a lot, we talk about it a lot, but sometimes we just forget what friendship means. Have somebody alongside you there all the time, somebody who loves you and cares for you and wants the best for you. And we just pray for Tim, Lord, that he should be a friend of you. That we know you more and more each day as a friend who's there all the time, through the difficult bits, through the brilliant bits, through the boring times, or through everything, you're there with him. Lord, we always pray that if you fill the Holy Spirit, Lord, even now, Lord, you fill him with his Spirit, that if someone who knows you as a true friend, they can show you to other people, they can see something of you in them. Amen.
Just one verse is along the lines of what we've been praying. There's a bit where David says, do not lose heart on account of the Philistines. Your servant will go and fight them.
and everyone else has looked at the last thought, I'm not thrown up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, David says, don't lose heart. There's two bits of it. You, the people around you, say, don't be fearful. Don't lose heart. I'm going to do something. Mm-hmm. And what I just want to say that there's two bits in his life. Word comes to birth in a powerful way. You be a bloke that says to others, don't be afraid. Don't lose heart. Don't be afraid. Don't lose heart. We're going to do something. And you go and do something. Something with faith in his God that brings heaven to earth in Jesus' name. Amen. You're welcome.
Don't wait for Naya.
Naya.
You two are going to be scary, you know? It's going to be good of it.
Well, we're going to pray for Nara again. If you've got a scripture, come up from God, give it to her now or a bit later on, that'd be great.
I'm sure she meant to look that cool.
What are you going to do? All right, let's pray.
A picture of a butterfly, purple butterfly, just coming up into the air, and just a sense of the freedom, just a sense of freedom with you, and just, you know, the name of Jesus, today to feel really free.
Amen.
Free in the heart, free to be with Jesus, and free to walk in Jesus' freedom. And just to see beauty over you, and we're so proud of you. Love you. I know this is so bless you in Jesus' name. And so feel absolutely at you today and free.
I've got a picture of you, Naya, and it was a really vivid thing of you walking from city to city, and every city was different. Some looked a bit like a war zone, some looked really peaceful and tranquil, and some were modern and trendy, some were really boring, full of old parts, all that kind of stuff. All these different cities, and in every one of them, you were praying the same prayer. You were saying to God, keep me as the apple of your eye. And the Lord was just looking over you saying, you are. You're it. You're the apple of my eye. You are the one that he longs for, the one that he loves, you're the beloved. And I'm going to pray, Lord Jesus, that this woman would not be afraid to walk from place to place, whether that's geographical or more around people, but whatever it looks like in months and years to come. And I pray that she would know, Lord, that she is the apple of your eye, that she is delighted in, Lord, that you love her and you like her and you enjoy her. And I pray that as she goes from place to place, and different person to different person. So I believe you've made her someone that will be very versatile with the Spirit of God, very versatile with truth and with love and kindness. We pray over Naya's life that as she goes from place to place, from person to person, and family to family, for she will be a woman who knows that she's loved by God. And so whatever she sees, she will speak out of that knowledge that she is loved by her God. So I put that prayer in our hearts, that she would be praying to you, Lord, keep me as the apple of your eye. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Since you spoke this morning, Naya, I've been reflecting a bit this afternoon. I think there's something Jesus is saying about your voice. And your voice cuts through things like a nice cream butter, a hot ice cream butter, and truth comes out of you. And just hearing your testimony, hearing your heart, it was just beautiful. But it's also like a springboard into whatever God is going to do. Your voice is going to be used, whether that's sermons or in a match or connect with people, whatever. There's going to be something really special about you talking. Good stuff is going to happen when you talk. And I think people are going to listen. I really do. Yeah. Because you're going to do all this stuff that's already been prayed about. There's something about you speaking, so maybe there's a gift.
Yeah. I had a picture as well. It sort of follows on from face to face, really. It was just like
I don't know if you've ever seen them, Nye, but they have ships that break ice in the channel. I got them, like, this ship that was breaking ice to go and rescue people.
Yeah, I meant
some more. It's like a sense that people have been bound up and they've been waiting for someone to just bring them to them.
Yeah.
I feel like we're good news, maybe.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. Do it, Lord. Do you believe it? Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, man.